This is Pastor David Pilch, Center Pastor of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. One of my favorite devotionals is by semi-retired Pastor Bill Kirk, who published Enjoy the Journey a few years ago. This is my third time reading it through from January to December, and so today's devotion is entitled Medicine from Martha. And in John chapter 11, she says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. There is much to talk about on the subject of offense, forgiveness, and a healthy soul. Why is it so important? Because whenever change is necessary, not to change is destructive. Let me say that again. Whenever change is necessary, not to change is destructive. And if bitterness ever takes root in the heart, it has the ability to poison everything else. Poison produces a toxic spirit that defiles and stains everyone it touches. So here's the point of our text. Martha says, and God has recorded it in Scripture, three things that are revealing. Jesus, if you would have arrived on time, that was in verse 21. Jesus, I know about Lazarus and the future resurrection, verse 24. And lastly, in verse 39, Jesus, he already stinks because it's been 4 days. Why is Martha expressing her disappointment in Jesus? For two reasons. First, she knew that she had sent the message early enough to Jesus. And secondly, he didn't drop what he was doing and come to the rescue when she thought he should. In other words, Martha has to choose how she will deal with an unfulfilled expectation and disappointment. Martha, as well as you and me, face the same dilemma in life. We look for the ideal, then when reality hits in a broken world, we have to process life with imperfect people. And Martha's context leads me to a great truth that is medicine and health to the soul. Disappointment is something that, if not dealt with properly, will always degenerate into nursing a grudge and keep you living in the past. So let's ask God to wash us, cleanse us, and allow His grace to help us live offense-free. Why don't we ask God to imprint this takeaway on all of our hearts? And here's the takeaway. To the degree that I blame someone else for what's inside of me, to that same degree, I cannot be changed and will not be healed. Let's pray. Father, many of us have experienced disappointments and unfulfilled expectations in our life, like Mary and Martha. However, we are not going to hold on to them, Lord, but give them to you. And we ask you to give us the faith and grace to trust you to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think in our lives, because we are offering these disappointments to you. And we pray in the name above every name, the name of Jesus. If you are interested in learning more about Enjoy the Journey devotional, email me at david.pilch@yahoo.com. This is Pastor David Pilch, Center Pastor of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.